This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. When people start talking about inequality in the American economy, there are two big ways that they do it. There's a wealth gap. You hear that a lot. And there's an income gap. They are not, however, the same thing. Income is what you make and usually spend. Wealth is what you save. And generally speaking, the rich don't get to be rich by spending. So as a business proposition, if you're a retailer, how do you get the wealthy to tap into some of that wealth? Sally Herships reports.
Rich people spend money very differently than the rest of us.
You don't really typically see movie stars walking into the grocery store to pick up milk. They have a handler.
Kirby Rosbach is author of The Complete Family Office Handbook and a fourth-generation member of a family business.
So it would be accurate to categorize you as wealthy?
I guess it depends on who's categorizing me. Because I'm not wealthy, you know, compared to a Warren Buffett or a Carl Icahn.
You and I may be worried about our retirement, but Rosbach says the ultra-wealthy are saving their money for something else.
They have to determine what they want for their lifestyle today and what they want for their legacy when they're not here.
Money for grandchildren, a charity, or an alma mater. And after 2008, Rosbach says the wealthy are also likely to be more conservative with spending. She says marketers can get the rich wrong.
The biggest mistake I see is marketers trying to play into the stereotype of who they think these people are.
To try and appeal to the wealthy as a group is not a winning strategy.
Andrew Sachs helps companies target affluent consumers. He says about 90% of rich Americans didn't grow up wealthy, so affluent shoppers can be intimidated by fancy schmancy stores.
There's a lot on the line. You know, when you're buying a $500,000 diamond, you really don't want to be the fool and buy that thing that's the wrong thing.
Which is one reason Sachs says it's important for luxury brands to educate consumers on the brand's history, product quality. He says when you buy a luxury product with a high price tag, it can start to feel totally normal.
So you might buy Tom Ford shoes for the first time and feel like, holy cow, I just spent $1,600 on these shoes. I really went overboard. Well, that becomes your new floor.
First of all, is that how much Tom Ford shoes cost?
I'm embarrassed to say it is.
Are you wearing those shoes?
I am.
They're very nice.
Thank you.
And thank you is what Andrew Sachs says luxury brands need to say a lot more. He says as we live longer than ever and have a lot of stuff, it becomes more important for brands to learn how to connect with consumers on a personal level. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.